It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Alzheimer's researchers have spent a lot of time learning about how proteins in the brains of people with the disease form clumps and tangles.
But they are largely ignoring lipids, which in my view is a big mistake because they make up more than half of the dry weight of the brain.
Juan Pablo Palavicini is a neuroscientist at UT Health San Antonio, and he says changes in certain lipids, which are types of fat in the brain, play a major role in Alzheimer's, and his lab discovered that immune cells called microglia can drive lipid abnormalities. In a healthy brain, microglia are like a janitor at school. Kids make a mess, breaking things and leaving debris around, and the janitor cleans it up.
The problem in the context of Alzheimer's is we have so much debris and so chronically that the microglia initially try to clear the debris, but eventually they become so saturated and they just exhaust.
And when microglia are exhausted, they don't just stop cleaning.
They become bad guys and just start releasing inflammatory stimuli, and this generates a cascade of negative events.
Palavicini says this was an unexpected discovery that could someday lead to breakthroughs in Alzheimer's treatment.
If we can add more of these microglia, but they will not exhaust so fast, we think this would be a very good therapy for Alzheimer's disease.
So hire more janitors?
Janitors that are maybe less prone to become exhausted.
That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.